This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So what do we have? We've got Monday night. Huh? أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة والتسليما يلقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميمين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين وقال تعالى والصابرين في البأساء والضراء وحين البأس أولئك الذين صدقوا وأولئك هم المتقون وقال تعالى وكأي من نبي قاتل معه ربيون كثير فما وهنوا لما أصابهم في سبيل الله وما ضعفوا وما استكانوا والله يحب الصابرين صدق الله العظيم جماعة المسلمين a few verses from the Holy Quran about الصبر والصابرين As-sabr, as the beloved Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as-sabru nisful iman. Sabr, patience and perseverance, is half of all faith. And in actual fact, as-sawm nisful sabr, he says in another hadith, that fasting is half of all sabr. Or something to renew our intention for the upcoming month of Ramadan. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Qul ameen. Ameen. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. So what did we say? Well, the Prophet said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that sabr is half of all faith. Another hadith, fasting is half of sabr, of patience and perseverance. And sabr, etymologically speaking, comes from the word sabiratun or saburun, which is the aloe plant, which is the bitterest of all plants. So it is something that really requires ikhlas. It requires sincerity. It requires tawakkul. It requires putting trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It requires yaqeen, having certainty in the power and in the mercy and in the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it can be challenging at times. It can be very bitter, as the meaning of the word goes. Sabiratun, the bitterest of all plants, the aloe plant. That is sabr in its essence. So much so that it only really counts. It only really counts. I'm not saying it doesn't count, but it only really counts, as the Prophet said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as-sabru 'inda sadmatil ula. That real sabr, real patience and perseverance, is when the thing happens. At the first instance of the happening, of the trial, of the tribulation, of the calamity. Not first we fluk and skal, a fulwasa iman, and then afterwards, you know, he gathers himself together and says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. No, inda sadmat al-ula, at the first instance, that is real sabr. And that's when it is the most difficult, the most challenging, the bitterest. Is to say it when it happens in the first instance. And that's why the first ayah that I've chosen to speak about with regards to sabr wa sabirin is that verse from Surah Al-Baqarah, 155 and 156. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ. Again, we have the three elements of affirmation and confirmation. We have the lam, and we have the two noons. So it's triple affirmation. Indeed, most surely, most certainly, we are going to test you. And especially if we are people who say, amanna, amanna, that we believe, may Allah make us of the true believers, then we must know we are going to be tested. حَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا Surah Al-Ankabut. Does mankind think they're just going to be left alone? أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ Does mankind think they're just going to be left alone after saying we believe and then not be tested? وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ And indeed we tested those who came before in order that Allah might expose who are the true believers, who are those who have fulfilled their covenant with Allah, and who are those who have broken their covenant with Allah. And then further on down in verse number 11, فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ And in order that Allah might expose who are the true believers and who are the hypocrites. Ya Allah, don't make us of the hypocrites. Ya Allah, make us of the true believers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala triple confirms it. Indeed, we are going to test you with the test of وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ something of fear. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ and hunger. وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ and a deficiency in wealth and in lives. You'll lose your wealth, you'll lose your loved ones. وَالثَّمَرَاتِ and what does Allah say to us? And the fruits of your labor. You know what's the fruits of your labor? That's one of the most difficult tests to pass. When the guy is, mashallah, five times a day, he's in the masjid, he's making salah, he's fasting Ramadan, he's paying zakah, He's staying away from haram, but he loses his job. He can't afford to pay the rent. He's battling to put food on the table. But he looks next door, the ander putter, and he's besig met al die verkeerde goed. Hy doffel, hy dra wit skoene. Al die verkeerde goed is. All the wrong stuff he's involved with. But he just bought a new car. He just built a holiday house. Wherever people are building holiday houses, I don't know. By the way, they say the new Houdini is Turkey. Is that true? I've never been to Houdini spa, so I won't know. And so who does Allah love more? The guy with a new car, with a holiday house? Who is not making salah, not paying his zakah, he eat achter die bak, and he's indulging in all the haram, or the guy that just lost his job? Allah, this is a question of aqidah. This is a question of true faith, true iman. So our beloved Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا إِبْتَلَى. If Allah loves His servant, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tests that servant. He tests him. Especially in the fruits of his labor. So he really said, with something of fear, of hunger, deficiency in wealth, deficiency in lives, they lose their loved ones, and in the fruits of his labor, or her labor for that matter. They're making salah, fasting Ramadan, paying, maybe even fasting Monday and Thursday, and standing up for tahajjud. And then looking, Ya Allah, where's that new car I asked for? Where's that new house I asked for? Where's that new kitchen I asked for? I don't know, wives always ask for new kitchens, is that true? Alhamdulillah, my wife hasn't asked for new kitchen. Kitchen is not all right, alhamdulillah. And when it doesn't come, what happens? Well, firstly, we shouldn't be asking for Allah to pay us for our good deeds on the dunya. That in itself is a musibah. That in itself is a calamity, because if Allah pays us for all our good deeds now, what's going to happen on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah? Man kana yuridu harth al-akhirati nazid lahu fi harthi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, whoever wants the harvest of the hereafter, they're planting the seeds of their good deeds in the dunya to harvest them on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. That's why the dunya is referred to as mazra'atun lil akhirah. It is the farm of the hereafter. We plant the seeds of our good deeds in the dunya to harvest on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. So whoever is doing good deeds with that intention, Allah says, we'll increase them in their harvest. We'll multiply their harvest on the day of Qiyamah. وَمَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الدُّنْيَا نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا. But whoever is doing good deeds and wanting to be paid for them now, with wealth, material possessions, نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا, we will give to them of it. وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَصِيبٍ. But in the hereafter they will have nothing. Zilch. Is that German? Zilch. Zift, the Egyptians say. Sifr, zero. They will have nothing in the hereafter if they get paid for all their good deeds on the dunya. So the trial of the fruits of our labor is a very important trial. Because we are supposed to ask for our worldly needs as well. But if Allah doesn't give it to us, does it mean that Allah doesn't love us? That Allah is angry with us? No. That's why it's so important that we always say, Allahumma khirli wa akhtarli. Oh Allah, choose and decide for me. Oh Allah, choose and decide for me. Especially in your businesses. Especially in your business transactions. Because we don't know which transaction is actually going to be good for us or bad for us. Unless it is clearly haram. And if we're even considering it, then we have a bigger problem. وَالْحَرَامُ لَا يَدُمْ وَإِنْ دَامَ لَا يَنْفَعْ. And that which is unlawful will never last, and if it lasts, it'll never benefit. And on top of that, أَيُّ لَحْمٍ نَبَتَ مِنْ سُحْتٍ فَالنَّارُ أَوْلَى بِهِ. any flesh that is stained with unlawful sustenance, the fire will have first preference over it on the day of Qiyamah. So again, if somebody says, I'll give you 10 million, let's make it dollars. 10 million, no, let's not deal with dollars. The dollar must fall, inshallah. And it's going to fall. What's the new currency? BRICS. Have they given it a name yet? Okay. Inshallah, soon. Soon, inshallah. Whatever currency it might be, let's say 10 million rand. But if you take the 10 million, you are destined for the fire. Would you take it? No person with half a brain or a pea-sized brain would accept such an offer. Why? Quite simply, because the life of this dunya is only the blink of an eyelid. كَلَمْحِ الْبَصَرِ. And who in their right mind would take 10 million rand to enjoy for the blink of an eyelid so that they can burn for eternity in the hereafter? And there is an ayah with regards to this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ أَشَدِّ الْعَذَابِ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا بِالْآخِرَةِ فَلَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابُ وَلَا هُمْ يُنْصَرُونَ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do you believe in a portion of the book and you reject a portion thereof? You say, okay, no, I can make salah, I can pay zakah, I can fast Ramadan, but this riba story, oh no, I need a cash flow in my business. Jamaat al-Muslimin, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Al-riba. What did Jabir ibn Abdullah, what did he say? He said, لعن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم آكل الربا وموكله وكاتبه وشاهدين. May the curses of Allah be upon the one who takes interest, gives interest, writes up the contract and the two witnesses that sign it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Wallahi, just make your intention. I'm not saying that you must sell your house and go and pitch a tent on the Rondebosch Common. I know they will probably evict you immediately anyway. But just make your intention to get out of riba. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبَ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُ. Surah Al-Talaq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever is mindful of Allah in every aspect of their lives. We ask the question, what is the essence of taqwa? Is Allah going to be pleased? If the answer is yes, bismillah. If the answer is no, astaghfirullah for even thinking about it in the first place. So whoever is mindful of Allah, Allah will make a way out of every difficulty for them. And Allah will sustain them from where they cannot account. And the one who puts their trust in Allah, Allah is enough for them. So there's no supermarket mentality in Islam. Do you believe in a portion of the book and reject a portion thereof? When you go to the supermarket, you can choose between Omo and Surf, Black Cat or Yum Yum. I'm not advertising, I'm just, you know, as an example. No, Islam is a package deal. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, udkhulu fis silmi kafa. Oh, those of you who believe, submit and surrender to Allah completely. So coming back to the verse, do you believe in a portion of the book and reject a portion thereof? What will be the recompense of those who do that, except that they will be disgraced in this life? And on the day of judgment, they'll be recompensed with a painful torment. And Allah is not unaware of what ye do. Now here comes the business transaction. Here comes the business transaction. Those people who pick and choose, they have sold their akhirah for their dunya. Just to, you know, let it sink in. They have sold their akhirah for their dunya. They said, no, I'll take the 10 million. I want to enjoy my life on the dunya. You know? In exchange for what? In exchange for eternal bliss in the hereafter? أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُوا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا بِالْآخِرَةِ They have sold the akhirah for their dunya. فَلَا يُخَفَّفَ عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابِ Their punishment will not be lightened. وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ Nor will they be aided or helped or supported by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma tub alayna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and guide us, sustain us and strengthen us. So just make your intention. Allah will make a way for us bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So the fruits of our labor, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْسٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ Because that's a very subtle one. The last one. The others are very like, you know, fear. It's intense. Hunger. It's intense. A person losing their wealth. You know, all of a sudden, it's intense. Losing a loved one. Yesterday, we buried my sister-in-law. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive and grant a high place in Jannah. Allah. It's very sobering when a near and dear one passes away. As you go to the qabr and you see this person being put in the qabr and you realize that you have to follow. You don't know when. كُلُّ بِنِ أُنْثَى وَإِنْ طَالَتْ سَلَامَتُهُ يَوْمًا عَلَىٰ آلَةِ حَدْبَاءً مَنْقُولُ فَإِذَا حَمِلْتَ إِلَى الْقُبُورِ جَنَازَةً فَعْلَمْ أَنَّكَ بَعْدَهَا مَحْمُولُ A poet says, every human being, no matter how long they live, one day will be carried on the cattle, on the bier, on the cattle to the maqbara. So the next time you carry a janazah to the maqbara, know that you are also going to have to follow. You're also going to be carried. And you see the body being placed into the ground. And they've got their kafan on. No pocket for cell phone. Not even a tiki pocket, or even for a SIM card. And by the way, there's no network 6 foot under. Because written on the door of the qabr, لَقَدْ جَأْتُمُونَا فُرَادًا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ You have come unto us singular, just like we created you for the first time. Just like we left the wombs of the mothers naked and owning nothing of this world, so we're going to be put into that qabr. Naked and owning nothing of this world. We're only going to take our deeds with us. يَتْبَعُ الْمَيِّتَ الثَّلَاثِ The Prophet said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, three things follow the deceased person. مَالُهُ وَأَهْلُهُ وَعَمَلُهُ فَيَبْقَ مَعْهُ اثْنَانِ فَيَرْجِعُ اثْنَانِ وَيَبْقَ مَعْهُ وَاحِدٌ Said, three things follow the deceased person. Their money, their family, and their actions. Two shall return, only one will remain. The family and the money will return, and only the actions will remain. يَا مَنْ بِدُنْيَاهُ اشْتَغَلْ وَغَرَّهُ طُولُ الْأَمَلِ الْمَوْتُ يَأْتِي بَغْتَةً وَالْقَبْرُ سُنْدُوكُ الْعَمَلِ The poet says, O ye who is preoccupied with the dunya, just chasing after paisa, fulus, money, mirang, Ya man bidunya ushtagal wa gharrahu tulul amal. O ye who is preoccupied with chasing after the dunya. And they are deceived by false hope. Living in this world as if they're going to live forever. Death comes suddenly and your grave is your box of good deeds. Your grave is your box of good deeds. So especially when you attend a janazah, you get that sobering feeling. That, Ya Allah, I'm not going to be here forever. I need to get ready to meet my Maker. Like Taqiyuddin al-Hasan al-Basri, in his fourth secret to happiness, what did he say? وَعَلِمْتُ أَنَّ الْمَوْتَ يَنْتَظِرُنِي فَعَدَّدْتُ الزَّادَ لِلِقَاءِ اللَّهِ He said, I knew death was waiting for me. So I got ready. I made preparation for my meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His infinite mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His infinite mercy, He prepares us, if we are true believers, if we are true servants, if we wholeheartedly submit and surrender to Him, if we wholeheartedly submit and surrender to Him, then He Himself prepares us for death. Did you know that? And how so? With trials and tribulations.
وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ.
That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Give glad tidings to those who are patient and persevering. Through all these trials, through all these calamities, through all these tribulations. And how do they show their patience and perseverance? How do they manifest it in words? Obviously, it has to begin in the heart, but it is then manifested in the words.
الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ.
Indeed, we all belong to Allah, and to Allah is our final return. You know, as I was going through this ayah yesterday after the janazah, I realized, subhanAllah, Allah truly, truly loves the people of Gaza. Because they, out of those five trials and tribulations, they have been tested and more. They have been tested and more. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even before the victory, and the victory is coming, but even before the victory, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is already giving them glad tidings. One of the other ayat that I recited at the beginning of this khutbah, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Those who have been patient and persevering, they will be given a reward without any account. There's no reward like the reward that is given to the sabireen. Those who have been patient and persevering in the obedience of Allah, patient and persevering in abstaining from the disobedience of Allah, and patient and persevering at the time when a calamity befalls them. Like when Abu Salma passed away. Ummu Salama, as the Prophet ﷺ had taught her and the other companions, she said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma ajirni fi musibati wa khlufli khayran minha. Oh Allah, reward me, she said, in persevering during this calamity. And there was the love between Abu Salama and Ummu Salama was legendary. The love that they had for one another. So she said, oh Allah, reward me in bearing this calamity and grant me better thereafter. And so, who did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give to her? As her new husband, her better husband, the best of husbands, the best of all creation, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us not be deceived, Jamaat al-Muslimin, that even we here, the Muslim community in Cape Town, in Rondebosch East, at Masjid al-Sunni, that we are better off than the people of Gaza. Let us not deceive ourselves in thinking that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has purified and is purifying. Some are already purified. Others are being purified. Others are being elevated. Others have already been granted their martyrdom, their shahada. A gift and a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our beloved Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَا يُسِيبُ الْمُسْلِمِ مِن نَصَبٍ وَلَا وَصَبٍ وَلَا هَمٍ وَلَا حَزَنٍ وَلَا أَذَى وَلَا غَمْ حَتَّى الشَّوْكَ يُشَاكُهَا إِلَّا كَفَّرَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِن خَطَايَا. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no fatigue, illness, worry, grief, harm. Have you seen the brothers and sisters in Gaza returning to their demolished homes over the last few days? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Yet they haven't lost it. Yet they are still saying, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Yet they are still saying, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Yet they are still saying, Ya Rab, khud minna hatta tarda. Ya Allah, take from us until you are pleased. No fatigue, illness, worry, grief, harm, or distress befalls a Muslim, even the thorn that pricks him, except that Allah expiates their sins because of it. Another hadith, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ أَمْرُهُ كُلُّهُ خَيْرٍ. Amazing is the matter of the believer. Their entire matter is good for them. إِنْ أَصَابَهُ السَّرَّاءِ شَكَرْ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. If something good happens, they give thanks and it's good for them. وَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ الدَّرَّاءِ صَبَرْ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. And if something befalls them, a calamity, they are patient and persevering and it's good for them. Another hadith, the Prophet said, إِنَّ عِذَمَ الْجَزَاءِ مِنْ عِذَمِ الْبَلَاءِ وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا أَحَبَّ قَوْمًا إِبْتَلَاهُمْ فَمَنْ رَضِيَ فَلَهُ الرِّضَى وَمَنْ سَخِطَ فَلَهُ السَّخَطِ. The Prophet said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, the greatness of the reward is tied to the greatness of the trial. When Allah loves a people, He tests them. Whoever is pleased with this trial, then Allah is pleased with them. And whoever is displeased, they will have his displeasure. Ma'ad Allah. Ma'ad Allah. Qala Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man asbaha hazinan ala dunya, faqad asbaha sakhitan ala rabbi. Wa man shaka musibatan nazalat bihi, faka'annama yashku Allah azza wa jal. Allahumma thabbitna. I start with myself. Allah make us steadfast. Allah make us steadfast. The Prophet said something. The person that wakes up in the morning and they are dissatisfied, they are sad about their portion of the dunya, it is as if they are angry with Allah. And the person whom a calamity befalls and then complains about it, it is as if they are complaining about Allah. Allahumma tub alayna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive us and accept our repentance and guide us. I end with this, Jamaat al-Muslimin. Subhanallah. This hadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I think this is perhaps one of the most, because we live in a very materialistic society. People, even in the Muslim community, to a large degree, measure success with fulus, with money, with material possessions. Listen to this hadith. And it's not to say that we should wish for poverty. No. Don't misunderstand me. Sayyidina Ali said, لو كان الفقر رجلا لقتلته. If poverty was a man, I would have killed him. Because poverty with weakness of faith can lead to disbelief. So never wish to be poor. And there's nothing wrong with asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, we've spoken about this many times. We're supposed to ask Allah for everything. فَلْيَسَأَلْ أَحَدُكُمْ رَبَّهُ حَاجَتَهُ كُلَّهَا. Let one of you ask your Lord for everything. حَتَّى شِسْعَنَ عَلِهِ إِذَا انْقَطَعَ. Even a shoelace when it is broken. Nabi Musa said, Ya Allah, I'm too shy to ask you for my worldly needs. Allah said, Oh Musa, ask me for the salt for your dough and the fodder for your livestock. Because if I don't give it to you, where are you going to get it? So there's nothing wrong in asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But ask only that which is going to be good for us. And number two, whatever Allah puts out, to be satisfied. That which Allah has granted us, in that there is goodness for us. And in that which Allah has kept away from us, Allah has indeed saved us. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us something which we are asking for without any preconditions, whether it's going to be good or bad for us, then listen to the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said, إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا حَمَاهُ الدُّنْيَا كَمَا يَظَلُّ أَحَدُكُمْ يَحْمِي سَقِيمَهُ الْمَاءِ. He said, if Allah loves a servant, then He keeps the dunya away from him. Just like we keep water away from a sick person who would be harmed by that water. Another riwayah, he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَيَحْمِي عَبْدَهُ الْمُؤْمِنِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُوَ يُحِبُّ. Indeed, Allah protects His servant, His believing servant. He protects him from the dunya. Money can make people mad. He protects him from the dunya, وَهُوَ يُحِبُّ, whilst loving him. He keeps the dunya away from him because he loves him. كَمَا تَحْمُونَ مَرِيضَكُمَ الطَّعَامَ وَالشَّرَابَ تَخَافُونَ عَلَيْهِ. Just like you keep, sometimes when a person is sick, you keep away from them certain liquids and certain food تَخَافُونَ عَلَيْهِ, fearing what it might do to him. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those Jamaat al-Muslimin that are contented with everything that He has put out for us. Whether it be in terms of our rizq, whether it be in terms of those tests. Don't ask for tests. No, in bilax we say, Allahumma ihfadna ya Allah min kulli bala'i dunya wa adhab al-akhirah. Oh Allah, protect us from all the calamities of this life and the punishment of the hereafter. But when it comes, don't think that it is punishment from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to purify us. There is an athar qudsi, it's not a hadith, that if Allah wants to show mercy to a person, then He tests that person in their wealth, in their health, with their family, until the angel of death comes to them and there remains even a speck of sin, then Allah just increases the throes of death slightly in order that they can be completely forgiven and they can meet Allah on the day of judgment like the day when their mothers gave birth to them. Allah grant us understanding. وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Some notices, request for dua for my sister Fairuz Ibrahim that is not in the best of health. That's from Adil. All inquiries, excuse me, to be sent via email to masjidusunni@gmail.com. Monday night after Maghrib will be our Mi'raj, Isra wal Mi'raj program, inshallah. And then we ask for dua for Hajj Ishaq Harris, the father-in-law of our dear brother and friend Yusuf Baden and his wife Yumna. He is basically, the doctors have said he's on his last. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for him and grant him a good ending. Allah grant us all a good ending with La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I wrote you number 5, but there's nothing next. Was there anything else, Mr. Chairman? Nothing else. Okay. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا ربي يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا ربي يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا ربي يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا ربي يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا وارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله يا من بدنياه اشتغل وغره طول الأمل الموت يأتي بغتة والقبر صندوق العمل وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يسارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون صدق الله العظيم. And after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives glad tidings to those who are patient and persevering, those that when a calamity befalls them, they say, indeed, we all belong to Allah, and to Allah is our final return. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. On them, those who are patient and persevering during the time of trial and tribulation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on them are the salutations of Allah and His mercy, and indeed, they and they alone are the rightly guided ones. أعوذ بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول في الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافة الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل بدر والحنين وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين وفي الضفة الغربية وفي جنين وفي نابلس والتلكرم وفي مدينة الخليل يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله وأقم الصلاة. قام الله أدام أدامة السماوات الأرض لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم استو اعتدلوا تراسوا سد الخلل سو صفوفكم فإن تسوية الصف من تمام الصلاة heels in line shoulder touching shoulder close all the gaps وصلوا صلاة المودع let's pray our prayers if it's our last prayer الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله سمي الله لمن حمده الله 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 أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا الله سمي الله لمن حمده الله 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 أكبر إلا الله وبارك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله نستغفر الله نستغفر الله نستغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام منك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير اللهم رب الناس أذهب البأس اشفي أنت شافي لا شفاء إلا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما نسأل الله العظيم رب العرش الكريم أن يشفي أختنا فيروز إبراهيم وإسحاق هارس اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا وتقبل شهداءنا يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Jewish they were all in favor of the Zionist project. Some for geopolitical reasons, others because they themselves were.